the Pickens Sally House was named after Francis Pickens and that family and Eulalie Sally. Pickens was the South Carolina governor during secession, and Sally was obviously the legendary suffragist, realtor, preservationist. The house is a plantation-style architecture. It's a bit of an antebellum icon. It was built near Edgefield in 1829. It's on the National Register of Historic Places, and it ended up at USC Aiken, where it is now. Basically, decades ago, it was gifted or given to the university. Right now, it's used as office space primarily, but that might change in the future given what's going on there. The house itself is, on a broader context, still the Pickens Sally House. That's what it is on the register. That's what it is probably known outside of USC Aiken. It's called the Alumni House now. That name change was instituted last summer, so around this time last year. A committee was put together after a group of people wanted to address the history of the house better. It was formed to figure out how to better and more accurately explain the historic building's pedigree and the provenance and the story of everyone involved, including the slaves. The committee included faculty, staff, and students. And the name change was one of the first recommendations from the committee that was implemented. The chancellor's office, which is in the Pickens Sally House, will be moved out by the end of summer break, according to a message we reviewed.